Do you run a web design business, or are you responsible for your organization's digital direction? If so, then inevitably there is going to be a marketing component to your job. A freelancer has to build his personal brand, an agency owner needs to keep the work coming through the door, and those running companies' digital presences have to gain more followers and drive more traffic. This all requires a basic understanding of marketing. You may not like the idea of marketing, but that is the reality. We must all do it, and if it's done in the right way, it doesn't need to make you feel too dirty. The thing is, marketing has changed because of digital. Unfortunately, often our thinking has not adapted. I still see web design business owners taking out Yellow Page ads or Google ads, their digital counterpart. I see larger organizations spending enormous amounts of money on banner advertising campaigns, and those really aren't much different from traditional billboard ads or TV ads. All these approaches boil down to the same thing. The person who can spend the most money shouts the loudest, and that gets the most attention. But this approach is becoming ineffective. Users are ever more savvy and discover ways of blocking out the increased chatter they encounter. The modern marketer's solution to this problem is something called content marketing. It is a subject that you need to pay more attention to if you want to reach your audience. But it's something that can also go easily wrong if you don't know what you're doing and don't approach it in the right way. Like so many buzzwords, content marketing is a bit vague, really. But for the purposes of this article, it refers to marketing that seeks to engage and provide value to the user. This article itself is an example of content marketing. It provides value to you, the reader, but exists to prove my credibility in the hopes that you might hire me for some advice. It seeks to go beyond blatant advertising and looks to shift into the realms of building a relationship with potential customers. This manifests itself as blog posts, social media updates, YouTube videos, and the like. Unfortunately, many adopt content marketing channels without really embracing the underlying philosophy. They start a blog or create social media channels and provide video content, but the focus is still on promoting their services rather than providing value to the user. Their blog promotes product features and their videos are just veiled advertisements, really. Even their social media channels are focused on driving traffic rather than helping their audience. Done right, content marketing is far more effective than traditional broadcast approaches. It enables you to build a reputation, prove your capabilities, and create real relationships. But to achieve this, we must be willing to invest significant time. Unlike traditional marketing, you cannot just throw money at the problem, and that's what is proving a challenge for many organizations. Companies are quick to spend money on advertising campaigns, but slow to pay for new members of staff. The truth is that if you're going to do content marketing right, you need to dedicate significant amounts of time to it. If you're a freelancer, that means carving out a few hours a week. If you're an agency or part of an internal digital team, it may involve a permanent member of staff. Take, for example, my previous role at Headscape. Although there was only 13 members of staff, at least 70% of my time was dedicated to content marketing. This blog, podcast, social media, and writing for other publications, not to mention speaking and writing books. Yes, the investment is high, but so are the returns. My investment in content marketing ensured a continued revenue stream for Headscape for over 12 years. It enabled us to build an international reputation and win prestigious clients, and that isn't something you can achieve with just a few Google ads. So what is the secret to successful content marketing? As I've already said, the key thing is providing value to your audience. Rarely should you be thinking too much about promoting your products or services. That will come naturally. But beyond that, I would suggest one of the most important factors is regularity. If your product or service is something people only occasionally buy, it's important that those potential customers remember you when they come to buy. And that means they need to hear from you often and ideally just before they're about to make a purchase. That means having a blog that you've only posted to every few months is not going to do you any good. In fact, it's probably going to do your business actual damage. It looks like you can't maintain your own website, and it also wastes precious time on something that's never going to generate any leads. If you cannot hire someone dedicated to the role, then set aside a few hours each week, time where you sit down and release something valuable to your followers. Whether it's a blog post, a WordPress plugin, or a tuition video, you need to be putting something out every week. When it comes to social media, that needs to be daily. Share snippets of information, useful links, and inspiring quotes. Make your audience laugh, educate them, and inspire them. But be there for them so that when they're making that purchase decision, you're in the front of their minds. Finally, look to make your content engaging. Engagement is a misunderstood phrase. Making content engaging is not about making it gimmicky or even attention grabbing. Engagement is about connecting with people. It's about sincerity and showing that you value their time. It's about taking interest in them and their problems and their opinions. At the end of the day, people buy from people they like. If they like you, then they trust you. And if they trust you, they will hire you. They will only like you if you show a genuine interest in them and in helping them. When it comes to marketing, many are looking for a quick fix solution, and I'm not sure that such a thing exists or in fact ever did. Marketing today is about putting in the hours, being consistent and showing genuine interest. The question is that something you're willing to do?